This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The detention of a retired Chinese academic who was taken into custody during a live television interview with VOA has sparked criticism from human rights activists and analysts who worry the Chinese government is increasingly cracking down on dissidents. The professor had been a critic of China's human rights record. At a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Singapore today spoke with Myanmar's foreign minister about the release of two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar. Pompeo was asked by reporters about the tensions between Washington and Beijing, that over trade and tariffs.
President Trump inherited an unfair trade regime where American workers and American companies were not treated reciprocally or fairly by the Chinese. And the efforts of the Trump administration are to right that, to correct that, to adjust that. I talked with my Chinese counterpart about that yesterday.
Pompeo and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi had not been seen speaking with each other today. From Singapore, Pompeo continues his Asian tour in Indonesia. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on his country to unite after he was declared the narrow winner of the election, while the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged to challenge the results. Mnangagwa pledged to be president for all Zimbabweans and said that Chamisa would have a vital role in Zimbabwe's future. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he plans to sign a final power-sharing deal with rebels and other opposition groups intended in the civil war. Most of South Sudan's warring parties signed a preliminary power-sharing deal late last month, which would reinstate rebel leader Riek Machar as vice president. This is VOA News. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO's Emergency Response Chief Peter Salama.
The good news is that we do have, although it's still an investigational product, a safe and effective vaccine that we were able to deploy last time round. But remember, last time round, and this is a critical point, we had really large-scale access, despite the logistical constraints, to be able to do the contact tracing.
Salama says security constraints will make moving around in the area more difficult. He says 3,000 doses of the vaccine that are in the capital, Kinshasa, can now be deployed immediately. Salama also says 300,000 additional doses can be mobilized at very short notice. This new outbreak is the 10th since the first one was discovered in 1976 in DRC. A bookkeeper has testified that Paul Manafort submitted fake financial documents, had foreign bank accounts, and a series of businessmen say Manafort used international wire transfers to pay for millions of dollars in luxury items. A tax preparer even admitted she helped disguise $900,000 in foreign income as a sham loan to lower Manafort's tax bill. The one-time campaign chief for President Trump's presidential run, Manafort is in the middle of a tax and fraud trial. He also is part of an investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller of possible Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election and whether President Trump or anyone in his campaign colluded with Moscow to guarantee a Trump win in the election. U.S. space agency NASA has picked the astronauts who will ride the first commercial capsules that will be going into orbit next year. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana says 9 astronauts are assigned to ride the SpaceX Dragon and Boeing Starliner capsules. It gives the U.S. the capability to get to the International Space Station from Florida.
So we no longer have to rely on our Russian partners to get our crews to space.
Taking Russian capsules to space costs the U.S. as much as $82 million a seat. One of the 9 astronauts is Nicole Mann.
It's going to be a proud moment for the team. It's going to be a proud moment for America.
SpaceX is shooting for a test flight without passengers in November. Boeing at the end of this year or early next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Chinese artist Ai Weiwei says authorities have begun raising his Beijing studio. He was detained, you might remember, for 2 months not long ago for alleged tax evasion. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell from the Voice of America in Washington. You're in store for an exciting show today for, oh, so many reasons. First, I have a fantastic playlist, new and old tunes from Senegal, Nigeria, Angola, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Song of the Week from Uganda. But second, you're going to meet Lady B, all the way from Douala, Cameroon. She's a singer, rapper, and slammer who's got a fresh new sound you're going to love. And last, but not at all least, I've got four of Cameroon's top award-winning male artists in the house. Ladies, don't be hating on me now, but Mr. Leo, Magasco, Stanley Anao, and Minx join me to talk about their music and their current U.S. tour. So don't move a muscle, peeps. Just relax and listen. Kicking us off. From Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, here's Early Mokumba with Mwile. Right, that was Mwile by Zimbabwe's hottest international export for a few years running now, Mokumba. The song comes off the band's 2012 CD, Rising Tide, and produced by Ivorian bass maestro Miss Manu Gallo. You're Inside Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. This next tune, Lambigolo, is a hip new song by an old band from Senegal. Can you guess? Yeah, it's Touré Kunda. Bere jok fagarula ndax mbeur bu nek ak serignam ñu ngembal safaral la ko jog ju ba lambaja lewto lewto la le ka dan ba ñu dan la bere re ñu ñambila ay dama fin ko dul yaakar eh Sarabah, binga jogendal, nga
Sofia Hulda.
Inside Music Time in Africa.
You can't get on a yan yan, baby.
All right, now I want to slow us down and sink into this gorgeous lament by none other than Bonga. Who else could it be with this voice? This song is from his Angola 72 album, recorded in 1997, and it's a powerful and influential protest album. The song is an expression of a distressed parent forced to leave Angola and her baby girl behind. Attention, he sings. I'm in mortal danger, and I've already warned you. She will stay here, and I will go away. This child of mine, evil people are after her. This child of mine, on a tide of misfortune, God gave me this offspring that I brought into this world, and she will stay here when I'm gone.
Mona mona mwenye Aluka ngumba Aluka nungola fwa Gamu bingi kiaze Mwenye wando kala benyaba Eme ngondo yamye Mona mona mwenye Sweya weza Mona mona mwenye Kanunga ngumba Mona mona mwenye Sweya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Aluke nungola fwa Ngamu bingi kiaze Mwene wando kala benyaba Eme ngondo yanye Mona mona mwenye Weya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Sambi wangi pana mona Kamu valele Mwene wando kala benyaba Eme ngondo yanye Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Mona mona mwenye Sweya weza Mona mona mwenye Sweya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Zambi wangi pana mona Gamu falele Mwanya
ese cuando cala venía pa me engondo ya mi muñe mona mona muñe soy esa mona mona muñe katungamba mona mona muñe soy esa mona mona muñe katungamba aluke nungolo fwa ngamu bingi kaze Mwene wando kala benyaba Eme ngondo ya nye Mona mona mwenye Suya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga mkumba Zambi wangi pana mona Kamu valele Mwene wando kala benyaba Eme ngondo ya nye Mona mona mwenye Suya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Mona mona mwenye Kwaya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Mona mona mwenye Kwaya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba Sambi wangi pana mona Kamu falele Se wando kala benyaba e mengondo yamye mona mona mwenye soya weza mona mona mwenye kangamba mona mona mwenye soya weza mona mona mwenye kalungamba mona mona mwenye soya weza Mona mona mwenye Kalunga ngumba
Yes, that was Bonga with his lament, Mona. Hi, darling listeners, this is Dr. Max. And moving away from that melancholy mood, let's meet Lady B. This interview was conducted by reporter-musician Manuel Wanji earlier in the month in Douala. But first, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna be in Lagos from July 31st to August 4th, peeps. You can catch me live on Nigeria Info FM on the 31st and on Brilla Sports FM on the 1st. And you know what? I think I have to visit the shrine too, probably Friday night. So, Nigeria, here I come. Can't wait to be on your airwaves. All right, let's get back to Manuel. Take it away, Manuel.
Hi, this is Manuel Wanji from Douala, Cameroon. Today is a special day. Special because I'm with Lady B, a great artist. She's a singer, a rapper, and slammer. Incredible woman. Hello, how are you, Lady B?
I'm fine. Ça va? Très, très bien.
Cool. And what about your new CD?
Mon nouveau CD, ça parle un peu de...
My new CD talks about all cultures. Europe, Africa.
Voilà quoi.
And what about the song we are going to play?
La première chanson s'intitule Oumniobé.
The first song is about a man by the name of Wem Nobe, who fought for Cameroon's independence.
Libéré, Africa, libéré. Érigé de stèles assez vivants oubliés, peuple déraciné, bibliothèque ensevelie par la cupidité, peuple déraciné, érigé de stèles assez vivants oubliés, peuple déraciné, bibliothèque ensevelie par la modernité. Appelle-moi Oumniobé.
I love this song, yes. And now, could you talk me about what is the second one you want to choose?
Foweti, pourquoi les peuples s'arrachent.
Furwate, which means why. People tear themselves apart, like here in Cameroon, between the French speakers and the English speakers. And we're right there, and we say nothing. Me, I ask our leaders this question. When are we going to stop being puppets and finally start doing positive things for the advancement of Africa?
So, because since you come out, no nothing get the change for ya. Mommy, the cry, oh, because all ya picking them, he die hungry. People, the vex, so, because work no day after go to school. Now, damn it for your belly, oh, all for you, no nothing for your country people, oh. Nobody, oh, nobody can stop me to talk to you. Nobody, oh, moshe mo African politician. Na-na-na-na-na, Foweti. Walk along, Foweti. Na-na-na-na-na, Foweti. Walk along, Foweti. Na-na-na-na-na, Foweti. Walk along, Foweti. Na-na-na-na-na.
I love Afrobeat.
Yes.
Very cool rhythm.
Thank you.
And the third one?
Afrique survivra. Afrique survivra.
Africa will survive against people who are contrary, against cancers, against all of that. Humanity will survive.
Conclude this interview. Could you sing something a cappella, Miss Lady?
Okay. Yes. Lady B sur le mic, dis-moi qui ne connaît pas. Attitude et la vibe qui commet de gros débats. Même ton rappeur préféré ne peut pas me tester. J'ai bouché mes narines parce que le flow m'est compesté. Dis-moi qui peut tester. Pas ta petite équipe qui te promet garde gesté. J'ai des couilles plus grosses que tes MC de pacotille. La gobantou, tu le ressens. T'as mes origines de la pop au disco. Inspi du dispo. Discours de reine d'Afrique jusqu'en disco. Mes influences d'un tabac jusqu'à Porto Rico. Un beat, un stylo et le tube est dispo. Pareil que le rap se porte bien, normal je me porte bien. Jovi, Stanley, grâce à moi se porte bien. Y a du cash dans le secteur parce que je me porte bien. Les jaloux ont tous maigri parce que je me porte bien. I get the power, yes I. Peace and love.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lady B. I always really appreciate your choice to be a militant singer. Now it's so rare in your country, so respect. Respect. Yes.
Thank you. Cool.
This is Manuel Wanji with Lady B reporting for Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America from Douala. Now, back to you, Heather Maxwell.
All right, and thank you, Manuel and Lady B. Hey, peeps. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, I have four of Cameroon's top pop artists right here in the studio in Washington, D.C. So stay tuned for that. There's Minx, Magasco, Mr. Leo, and Stanley Inao. Wow, we're really getting into Khmer music today. But for now, let's take it back in time to Nigeria for some genuine Igbo high life. This is the Oriental Brothers International Band, led by F. Dansach Opara from 1977. Here's Kelechi. Amazing, amazing. Hello, darlings. This is Heather. And yeah, that was some classic Igbo high life by the Oriental Brothers International Band.
Jambo, Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo, Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello, everybody. This is Japan, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, so Kwame joins me in the studio now for song of the week.
Hey, 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 Miss Asante here for you now and always.
How you doing, Kwame?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see you smiling now. Earlier, I don't know. I saw you earlier today, and
I'm shaking it off.
So why don't you introduce the song of the week?
Well, this week we have a song from Uganda, and the song is Nzani. It's by Maurice Kenya, and he's also known as the Moyo King. This song is freshly pressed, mm-hmm. freshly baked, fresh everything. Yes, and it's a gospel song. This is the second time he's dabbling in gospel, and basically he's praising God for the good things he's done for him, and I'm sure most of our listeners can relate to it.
Yeah. So,
let's just jump right
into it.
Let's
jump into it. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Yes, that was gorgeous, Kwame.
Beautiful music. And Morris is a soul singer. I mean, his voice registers all that. I love the composition, you know, for a gospel song with like a poppy feel. It's just beautiful with the choir backing him. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I agree. And it's slow, but, you know, you don't feel that there's not energy to it. It's,
yeah, of course.
Gorgeous. Yeah, well, so that was Maurice Kiria, and I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Kwame Asante, Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
Song of the week. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Kwame.
You're always welcome.
All right, so now it's time to switch up and meet our special in-house guest today. We've got the Gar, Legar from Cameroon. So I want to... you to say hello first, and then we're going to play one song of each of you, and then we're going to chit-chat.
So nice to meet you. So, Minx.
Oui.
How you doing?
Ça va, très bien, et vous?
Oui, I'm doing good. You just came in from Cameroon yesterday?
Ouais.
Yeah. Okay. So, Minx has got a real cool hairstyle. You can't see well.
Merci, merci.
All right, and then to my left is Mr. Leo.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You?
I'm doing great. Nice to have you in the studio.
Nice for inviting me.
Now, Mr. Leo, you're welcome. Mr. Leo's got some dreads.
Yeah, yeah. They call me the dread guy.
Do they? The dread guy. Yeah. And to my right, Stanley Inou. Oh, whoops. We switched up here. Now to my right, Kwame left, and now it's Magasco.
Maraba.
Maraba.
Oh, I can say, pass me the light.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bing, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. I got like 20 of them.
Okay. Magasco's got a bright yellow jean jacket and some shades. Yeah.
I like it when it's shiny.
And then there's Stanley Inou.
Hey. You know, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Stanley Inou. I'm on VOA. And, you know, you can also call me Maxwell. And I'm from Cameroon, you know. Income.
Sounds good. All right, so let's go back to Minx now. Minx, I want to start with your song. We're going to play one of your songs. Well, yeah, let's hear one of your songs, and then later we'll talk about what you guys are doing here in Washington, D.C. and in the United States. So tell us about this song that we're going to play.
Le gars, déjà, c'est une histoire où je parle d'une rupture amoureuse. Donc,
hold on, he says the title of the song is Le Gars Laile, which basically just means that guy is ugly.
Ouais, ouais.
That's not very nice, Minx.
Ouais. Bon,
c'est
en fait,
pas très gentil.
Non, en fait, c'est l'amertume qu'on ressent après une rupture amoureuse. Genre, quand tu te rends compte peut-être que ton compagnon ou ta compagnon peut-être t'a quitté pour se mettre avec... une autre personne. Donc maintenant, la jalousie te fait dire...
Okay, so he's saying, you know, it's this bitterness you feel when you've just broken up with a lover and then you see him or her with somebody else and so you say mean things about that person just because you're jealous. Yeah. All right, well, so let's wind it up. Let's take a listen to this song. Le gars là, elle est.
Les gens vont encore dire que je... La vie c'est même quoi non? H for life. J'étais comme hot avec une go. Je respectais ses principes et ses valeurs. Un beau jour elle m'a dit Joe je t'aime mais je préfère aller me faire là ailleurs. Le macabre voulait ma mort. J'ai seulement digéré, j'avais le choix alors. Mes blagues à pas pour vous dire, quand elle est gauche, je ne pensais plus retrouver le sourire. Mais un beau jour dans mes waka, je lève la tête, surpris, qui je vois là. Mon ex go avec un Joe, lui holant le bras. C'est là où mon pote me fait donc comprendre que voilà son nouveau gars. Paix, j'ai d'abord failli m'écrouler. Mais quand le gars là s'est retourné, l'affaire là je voulais garder ça pour moi. Mais la Lucie, c'est plus fort que moi. Paix, le gars là, elle est. Maman, le gars là, elle est. Yesh. J'ai dit que le galélé, le galélé, oh maman, qui le galélé, yéclé. Ah, ma chérie, ça c'est encore qu'elle est bzé. Tu avais fait ça exprès ou c'est la honte qui t'a fui? Parce que depuis je ne fais que chercher, je demande qu'il t'avait seulement dragué dans la nuit. Ce n'est pas le sabotage, loin de là, mais comment? Peut-être vous ne savez pas, mais pour moi c'est troublant. Parlez là, mais si Moïse l'avait...
All right, Minx, Le Gars Là, it's a really good song, it's catchy.
Merci, merci.
Yeah, so is that happening right now in Cameroon? Is that what everybody's listening to?
Ouais, 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 c'est le son actuel au Cameroun qui bouge quand même. En fait, c'est le son qui m'a révélé aux yeux du public camerounais et du monde entier, on va dire.
That's wonderful. I really love it. And I bet that girl is really sorry now.
Ouais, ouais.
All right, moving on now. We've got Cameroonians in the house. And next to me to my left now is Mr. Leo.
What?
Oh, my goodness. So you're from Boya?
Yeah, I'm from Boya.
That's so good.
I was born in Boya, but I'm not from Boya. I'm from the northwest of Cameroon.
Oh, I see.
I was born in the southwest and I grew up in the southwest, yeah.
So you speak English. Was that your first language? Because you guys speak English and French.
Yeah, English is my first language.
So you're more comfortable in English than in French.
Yeah. When talking, I'm more comfortable in English. When singing, I'm more comfortable in French. So
oh, really?
Depends, yeah.
Now, how come that's true?
I'm from the English side, but I grew up with Francophones, and then I started learning music with Francophones. So it's like a culture. I just grew up with it.
Yeah.
But I do sing in English most of the time, you know. But I just love French. And yeah. French is more romantic, by the way.
So tell me about this song. We're playing the original.
Yeah.
Jamais, jamais.
Jamais, jamais, yeah.
So what about this song?
Oh, this song, it's actually, it's a love song. You know, you telling your loved one, I love you so much, you know, and I'm not afraid to tell the world, you know. Jamais, jamais actually means never, ever. As in, I would never, ever leave your side. You know, I'm ready to stand by you, stay with you from now till death do us part. That's what the song is talking about.
I love it. And I love the video. It's very touching. Oh, you are a romantic.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that.
All right, let's listen to Jamais, Jamais by Mr. Leo.
Autre vie, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. I go marry, 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 now you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life. Girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. Now so we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, okay, okay, lele. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine. Écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcé, jamais, jamais. Ah, ah. Jamais, jamais. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Oh, oh. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, 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 jamais. I'll never let you go, jamais, 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 jamais. Divorcé, jamais, jamais, jamais. It's never too late, it's never too late to love. It's never too late, it's never too late to love. Baby, toi-même, tu vois notre amour, c'est mon cœur.
All right, so that's Mr. Leo with Jamais, Jamais, Never, Never, Never. I'm never going to leave you. I just am the best man. I'm going to stick with you by your side through thick and thin. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Is that the kind of guy you are, for real?
Of course, I am like that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I love the song. Now, you have a newer version of it, right? A remix.
Yeah, there's a remix for the song with Flavor Nabania of Nigeria. Yeah, Jamais, Jamais remix, yeah.
How was that to do a song with Flavor? Have you done one before with him?
No. We've been friends for a while, and when it was time, you know, I called him up, and he was okay. He loved the song, so yeah. I went to Nigeria. We did the audio, shot the video, and then I came back.
How'd you like Nigeria?
It's a beautiful place. I mean, it's Africa,
and it's home. Not too far from you guys.
It's not
anywhere.
Too far.
It's
yeah.
not too far. Well, you know, I'm going next week.
Oh,
yeah, I'm flying to Lagos, and then I'm going to Abuja, and then Kaduna, and then Kano.
Wow. Yeah, so when are you coming to Cameroon again?
Ah, you have to invite me.
All right.
Ah, so anyway, this is Heather Maxwell. We're inside Music Time in Africa. Hello, everybody. I am having such a good time here. I hope you are too, listening to the show and watching on Facebook. I'm here surrounded by four superstars of Cameroonian music. And we just heard from Minx and Mr. Leo. And now we're going to hear from Stanley. No. Now we're going to hear, you keep mixing me up being on the farm. Now we're going to hear from Magasco.
Yes, so pretty dang, 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 dang.
Is that how you greet people?
I do a lot of my ways of shouting out. I got like 10 of them.
Really?
I can go, pass me the light. Sometimes I'll be like, pretty dang, 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 dang. I can be like, original thing.
Nadaba.
Nadaba, which means Bamenda boy, because I'm from Bamenda. So, it's, I don't know, like, I'm happy to be here.
That's great. It's great to meet you.
Me too.
Yeah. So tell me about the song that we're going to play for you, Casanova.
Casanova is the boss
still getting mixed up. No, we're doing Sokoto.
Yeah, we'll be doing Sokoto.
What does Sokoto mean?
Sokoto,
that's the name of a place.
It's also a name of a place in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But when you have it plenty, you know, back in the days, because we speak Pidgin English, I sing in Pidgin English.
Mm-hmm.
So Sokoto, back in the days, you'll be like, I get them Sokoto. You know, I have plenty. I got money. Like, I got cash. I got, you know, when you have swag too, it could be like, you got too much swag. You got swag Sokoto. Like, you got, you know. So it's been like that. So in the song, I'm basically a guy who been a little rich and became poor again. And now he's about to impress girls. He's trying to show to girls that he has his Sokoto. And, you know.
Is it working?
It was working, but at the end, you know, he got
trapped.
He got trapped. Like,
uh-oh.
He got busted.
Economics.
He got busted.
Oh,
like,
Yeah,
like everything came out like, okay, this guy rented everything he has just to impress, and then he got busted. That was it. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Sokoto by Magasco. That's Magasco with the song Sokoto. He's sitting here right next to me in bright yellow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very dynamic young man. So was that based on a true story, that song? Do you know somebody that happened to?
I mean, I used to do it. A lot of people do it.
Oh, you used to do it. Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, we fake it till we make it, you know?
It's
based off a true story.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, where did you learn to sing?
Church.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to take me to church, you know, so when sing, I'll just harmonize and, you know, I'll do the bass. I used to do the bass voice and, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing you harmonizing easily.
Yeah.
That's so good. So you like to sing.
I think
you all from Bamenda are known for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that
for
not
real?
True? I think so.
Well,
or is that not true? Am I getting myself in trouble?
True. I mean, true. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We from Bamenda, we're all amazing like that, you know?
It just comes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part.
Okay. The other guys are like, yeah. All right. So we've got one more amazing artist to talk to sitting right here, Stanley Inau. How you doing?
I'm smooth.
You're smooth. Yeah.
But I'm not a criminal. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about your song that we're going to play.
Casanova is a song that I just dropped, you know what I mean? It's going to be my next album.
Oh.
So it's a song that, I mean, I'm just trying to tell this girl that I'm not a Casanova, that it's not my fault, baby, you know what I mean? I'm just super cute, I know. So the girl's got to, you know what I mean, like slide in the DMs and everything. So, baby, I love you. You're my number one, you're my one and only, but you know what I mean? I can't go get off social media because I got to work, you know what I mean? So do you want me to be like, no. So yeah, so I love you, but you know I'm not a Casanova. It's not my fault, cause I should like fine things so other man like fine things too, and they want to chop them.
Here's Casanova.
Leave me alone. She be telling me say I be gonna. La baby me dit que je suis gonna. Et Stanley et nos dieux, ova. Du coup, ils ova. Elle a fouillé dans mon iPhone, ce qu'elle a trouvé dans mon Snapchat, c'est le nom. She calls me Casanova. She calls me Casanova.
Is really super smooth.
Casanova.
It's super smooth.
Oh, thank you.
I love the production.
Oh, thank you. Like the beats and everything. I just want to thank Soft Touch, my in-house producer, you know, who made that beat, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more coming. And you know, that's the song I listen to before going to bed, you know what I mean? Because it's just like...
Isn't it great when you love your own music?
Oh my gosh, I love my song. Like, everybody can tell you that, man. Like, yo.
All right, so that was Stanley and Now with Casanova, and I'm here with four of the guys from Cameroon. Not just the guys, well, the guys, that's what I'm going to say. Let me ask you all, anyone can speak, what are you doing in the U.S. right now? You just arrived yesterday. What are you doing here? Mr. Leo?
All right. actually, we are here for Cameroon Music Festival.
He's lying. We came here to get some ice cream. Mr. Leo, go.
He's always doing that. He does that a lot. All right. So we're here for the Cameroon Music Festival. It's a festival, you know, to promote, you know, Cameroonian culture, to show the world our kind of music. You know, it's not like it's just for Cameroonians. It's just a Cameroon thing. We're trying to bring out show to the world. So I know a few people are going to ask how come it's just Cameroonians. This is the first edition. So I'm sure with time, it's going to involve a lot of other artists from different countries, from Africa right up to the USA. But for now, it's just the idea we're trying to sell is, you know, show what Cameroon has got musically to the world. Let the world know the kind of music
Cameroonians do, and that's basically the main reason why we're here.
That's brilliant, because you know, you guys, I was there in Cameroon just for a short while, but I was really impressed with the magnitude of different kinds of music you have in your country.
And not forgetting that this event is to also raise funds for orphans and the needy. You know, that's what's really happening behind. At the end of the day, we get to show the world our kind of music. So the two, we just blend the two and then we make it happen. So that's why we are here today. And the show is actually happening on the 28th.
In Silver Spring, at the Fillmore.
It's really great. Like for Cameroonians and a bunch of other people coming together, bringing this concept to sell the brand Cameroon out there at the Fillmore. You know what a time to be alive. That's a great hall. That's a great venue. So we just came here to shut it down and show some love. And,
that's
you know,
terrific. That's awesome. I'll be there.
You better be there.
So thanks, guys. Thanks so much. We got to wrap it up.
Oh, man.
I know.
I just want to take this
one last moment.
Yeah, I just want to say, give a shout out to Ebanganjang, the lady who's
Ebanganjang,
the brain behind this.
Yeah.
You know,
Yvonne.
I mean, she brought the idea, and we're grateful to be here, and we invite everybody to come up out there. You know, let's have fun with
and
the music.
And big up to those who are supporting too.
Yeah. Big up to all the
and make sure.
Make sure
you follow Minks, you follow Mr. Leo, you know what I mean? You
Straight
follow Gasco, and you follow me, okay?
Stallion.
All right. Thank you. So, guys, we got one more song just before we wrap things up, and this is just for a short minute. We're moving now to Kenya. Nyangidi. This is amazing. Ohangla.
Yes, sir.
That was Nyangidi, and we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend. I hope you're a happier person now than before you were at the top of the hour. Special thanks to Manuel Wanji and Lady B from Douala, to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week, and to our very special guests, Minks, Magasco, Mr. Leo, and Stanley Enau. Say something, guys.
Hello, everybody. It's your boy, Mr. Leo.
Say bye.
This is the Voice of America. You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo, do you remember the hook we did in the car?
Already. A tous les jaloux, on est avancé. A tous les jaloux, on est avancé. A tous les jaloux.
All right. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave Friday at 09:05 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hours of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. You can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed.
stay beautiful. Yeah.